Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys. No Juju Gotti this week. He's recovering from Vegas. Yes, the Super Bowl. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get all the extra content. We're doing the watch-alongs now for the NBA games. We're doing the watch-alongs for Cinephobe. There's going to be one tonight honoring Carl Weathers. We're going to do the Carl Weathers Memorial re-Washington of Rocky IV tonight, Monday, February 12th. So if you are listening to this in the morning, make sure you are locked in tonight. We also got the special edition Cinephobe episodes, the OG podcasts, exclusive segments. You got Coming Home with Tom and Trey. You've got the Zazcast with Zach and Waz. The Discord, there's so much more. patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in right there. All right, let's start the conversation.
Y'all want to talk about the Grammys?
Yes. Fucking Killer Mike, dog. I ain't listen to that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. And
and that album's actually fire.
I don't think niggas have to put the actually in it. It's like, it's fire. But I just...
No, I said actually just because I saw how everyone reacted to it, as if it was like it's crazy that you could even say like that this album was the best album when it was like, it was dope.
I fuck with her loss though, man. Ouch.
Heavy. But
with her loss, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Totally understand. I can understand if you feel like another album. I always can understand if you feel like another album should be the album of the year as opposed to the album that was selected. I get that. But the reaction that this album seemed to have gotten was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, how the fuck is this album of the year? And I don't really feel like everybody really listened to it.
No, I still haven't listened to it.
I never listened to it.
One of my homies directed a video for it too, and I still haven't listened to it. But partially because I've been off Killer Mike. And I know, like, I don't know if y'all seen the video with Tina Fey this week where she was talking about the whole AO shit and how she was talking, like, talking about Jennifer Lopez. Nah. Okay. Well, this is just a roundabout way of talking about the fact that me talking about Killer Mike or talking about artists, like, it's very sensitive in these days and time to, like, criticize niggas because, like, you never know when you might have to link with a nigga or work with a nigga or do something, sure. You know? So it's like, I don't want to be on podcasts, like, over-criticizing niggas, especially, like, niggas in my field. Like, athletes is a little different. But I'm going to say this, though, because I would say this to this man's face. Like, the shit when the George Floyd protest was happening and bro was on some, like, cop shit. I guess his pops was a cop and he was telling niggas, oh, don't burn this whatever down and don't do this and don't do that. And he was crying on stage with the white politicians and shit. And, like, a lot of bros' politics, like, be on some, like, semi-conservative Republican, like, just views, you know, and, you know, he couches it in, like, oh, I'm from the South, so it's like, this is how we are, but I still, like, fuck with black businesses and all this shit, and it's like, even the part of him that fucks with the black businesses, like, the Crip Cola shit was corny, like, a lot of the shit he does is not fly to me, you know what I'm saying, it'd be actually counterproductive to what niggas is really trying to do, but it's because he speaks with intelligent language, and that's really what I wanted to get to. Like, niggas are susceptible to niggas who talk and speak well. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are easily susceptible to any type of smooth language. And so I just don't follow shit blindly. Like, I listen to what niggas say, and that shit turned me off of bro a long time ago. So, like, that's why I'm actively listening to his music.
His mom's a cop, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I think his dad is a cop. His mom might be a cop too.
Like, shout out to Killer Mike, bro.
Yeah,
but
he's got like family that's like, and not just a regular cop, like a chief of police or some shit like that.
Yeah, like high up, high ranking police officer. Yeah, so for sure.
Shout out to Killer Mike, but like, niggas not about to really twist my arm. Yeah. Listen, niggas not about to twist my arm to listen to the album, first of all. If it ain't for me, I don't listen to JID. I don't listen to fucking.
You don't listen to JID? You don't like JID?
I don't listen to
JID. I have no problem with them.
I don't know if it's.
I don't have no problem with, bro. I don't listen to JID. I don't listen to fucking Killer Mike. I don't listen to fucking Big Crit. It's mad niggas I just don't be pressing play on. But respectfully, they're where they're supposed to be. They're not for me. You know what I mean? But I shouldn't be like, damn, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not slandering them. I just think they're just not for me. So, like, despite bro winning the Grammys, rightfully so, I'm not a vote. I'm a consumer of the art. So, like, I'm not like, I guess, tell you, like, it's bad or not.
I guess
I really loved her loss.
To me, this is the thing that I say, right? Like, when it comes to the Oscars, if you like movies, you can appreciate movies, even if, like, that's your favorite genre might be comedy, but you could watch a drama and be like, oh, I see how, like, that shit was well acted and well written or whatever. It's easy to appreciate different genres of movies. So as a voter, I might be a voter who's a producer or a writer or whatever, and my shit is that I'm into is like action movies, but I can watch fucking Schindler's List and be like, yo, that shit's a fucking fire movie. I don't understand how musically, like, how, because it's like, I feel like the genres of music are way more segmented than for any other, for the Emmys or for the Tonys or for the Oscars. Like,
yeah,
there's no way someone who comes from country music is going to tell me Killer Mike actually had a better rap album than fucking, you know, right. Drake and 21. Like, how the fuck do you know? Like, what are you listening for? What do you appreciate? What are the things that are, like, do you understand what is valued within this art space? Because this art space is so different from that of country, from that of rock and roll, from that of opera, gospel, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why, like, to me, the Grammys are the least, like the award show that we should pay attention to the least, really.
But Needle does this move also.
But also, I mean, to your point, the thing about the Grammys and Oscars that they have in common is that more often than not, something is selected as the winner because of the ideology it represents and mm-hmm. not the actual content of what is good or entertaining or well-crafted. Like, it's like, oh, this year we're celebrating women.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Blacks, gays, whatever the thing is at the time. And so it's like, if you fall into that wheelhouse in that year at that time, you win. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. Then on the other side, I agree with your point so much so that I don't understand why the Grammys don't have, and you know, it can extend to whoever, but like people like Future, Metro Boomin, Drake, like all these people should be voting for the Grammys. I don't think that most of these niggas are voting for a Grammy.
No.
And that's the thing that's like, that's really, you know, to your point, is disturbing to me. Like the Grammys should be segmented like the Olympics. Like the people who are specialists, like you should take 200 or 500 or 1,000, whatever the number is, people from that culture, and have them be the main voting body on
for that genre.
Yep. Right. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you can have another 20 or 30% represented by the overall to have their input. But the main voting body should be represented by the people in that genre. And the fact that they don't do that makes the whole shit weird.
Like, so I'm looking it up right now. Who won the Grammy for world music?
The Tyler won?
Did she win?
She won one Grammy for like some kind of, I thought it was like the
global
best.
Music. Global music. Yeah. Because like, I'm like, if it's not someone doing Afro beats, then it's like,
right. Like,
were y'all paying attention? But again, like, if it's just a bunch of people who, like, yeah, man, like, I fucking toured with Led Zeppelin back in the day, like, that, the voters, someone like that, how could they ever understand?
Yeah, because I remember, like, back in the day now, I think Robert Plant came out with some shit and he ended up winning a bunch of awards, like maybe even album of the year. And he was like in his late 60s or some shit. You know, there was a bunch of other popular music at the time. And one of the big, you know, arguments from the Grammys this year was like, obviously Taylor Swift won album of the year. Beyonce didn't win the previous year. But, you know, SZA, a lot of people felt like SZA should have won. But if you look back, bro, there's not been a, other than Stevie Wonder, I think like a real traditional R&B artist has never won album of the year. And this same thing can be said for rap, because even though Speaker Box Love Below won, that's not a traditional rap album. And so through the whole course of rap's and R&B's history, where you have all these legendary acts, there has never been one traditional album in that category that has won album of the year, which is
crazy. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm gonna start obviously from this year and move backwards. Album of the year.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
List. All right. So this year, Taylor Swift, as you pointed out, last year, 2023, Harry Styles. The year before that, John Batiste, We Are. Don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, John Batiste. He's black. Swift.
But that's what is his music?
I don't know what his genre. It's like a, I don't know, folk pop. Spiritual.
Is it like that? Amen.
Take
me to church.
That's the genre. That's the genre.
Okay. 2020, Billie Eilish. 2019, Casey Musgraves. 2018, Bruno Mars. That's more pop though, right?
Yep.
2017, Adele. 2016, Taylor Swift. 2015, Beck. 2014, Daft Punk. 2013, Mumford & Sons. 2012, Adele. 2011, Arcade Fire. 2010, Taylor Swift. 2009, Robert Plant.
I told you Robert Plant won. That nigga was like 70-something, son. How you winning album of the year, dog?
He beat out Radiohead, Lil Wayne, Coldplay, and Neo. That Neo album was crazy. 2008, Herbie Hancock. 2007, Dixie Chicks. 2006, U2. 2005, Ray Charles. Damn. 2004, Outkast. But as you said, that was kind of not normal. 2003, Norah Jones. 2002, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. 2001, Steely Dan. Really? 2000, Santana. 1999, Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill would be the last time.
The last person, yeah.
Like, I actually. And even that, like, you could say, like, that's not. That's more like Speaker Box Love Below. It's
exactly. That's my point. Exactly.
All right. Going back. 98, Bob Dylan. 97, Celine Dion. 96, Alanis Morissette. Although she should have won that shit. 95, Tony Bennett. 94, Whitney Houston. Bodyguard soundtrack.
Pop.
Okay.
It's R&B, but it's pop. It's okay. Not.
Eric Clapton. Oh, here we go. Natalie Cole, 1992.
Okay. That might be the only one.
No, true. Mariah Carey never won Album of the Year?
No.
Nope.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's just crazy. Like, it's really crazy.
Boyz II Men never won Album of the Year?
No. Like, none of the great R&B artists who really was putting out fire ass R&B albums in the 90s?
Dog, I'm about to blow your mind with another one. Michael Jackson has only one album of the year.
No, I know.
What?
It's crazy.
What about y'all gonna give us five of the bitches? You gonna give my man Mike one?
That's why Glasses was getting it off. Even my Glasses is getting it off.
I think there was a year where Prince and I think 88, Prince and Mike both had albums, Sign of the Times, I think Bad, and neither one of them won.
Yeah, that was 88.
Yeah, they lost to U2, the Joshua Tree.
Oh.
Yo, the fact that U2 and Taylor Swift have multiple albums of the year should tell you everything about the voters.
So
she's got the most, right?
Yeah, she's got the most. So Stevie Wonder has three. So I would ask you guys to pick one, if you can think about one of both, one R&B album and one rap album that you would have given Album of the Year to.
That's easy. My Beautiful
Dark Twisted Fantasy 2010. Yeah.
Well, hold on, let me see what 2010.
That was Taylor Swift.
I don't give a fuck what was out.
It
would have been 2011.
Beyonce, I Am Sasha Fierce was that. Respectfully.
No, she didn't win. Did she win?
She lost. She lost.
Yeah, Beyonce never won. Yeah.
But I'm just saying. If you said My Beautiful, I would say I'd take Beyonce's album over that.
Okay.
Then R&B.
That's cool, but it's better than whatever the fuck won. The Taylor Swift shit.
R&B, how about every Michael Jackson album that didn't win?
Right.
How about that?
Yeah. Oh, I got
You telling me fucking, hold on. You telling me neither Bad nor fucking Off the Wall won album of the year?
The fact that Off the Wall didn't win is crazy. What won that year? That had to be what 1980? 79 or 80? Hold on. Trey, do you have a rap and R&B album that you
wasn't even nominated, my nigga? No. It wasn't even nominated, my nigga.
I don't play the Grammys game, bro.
Hold on.
But I'm saying, do you have an album that you think stood the test of time as the greatest rap album or R&B album that you like, man?
I can't say that nigga name, but honestly, fuck it. R. Kelly, TP2.com, nigga. Greatest of all time.
Yo, that's why I said I got a controversial one. Hell yeah.
Like, if we no bullshit, pulling all the stops, R. Kelly, nigga, TP2.com. Hold on. Greatest album of all time. Nigga.
It was Off the Wall was released in 1979.
Yeah.
So in 1980, these were the nominees. Billy Joel, 52nd Street. The Doobie Brothers, Minute by Minute. Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. Supertramp, Breakfast in America. And then Donna Summer, Bad Girls. Look, man.
Who's this year?
This was 1980. This is the year Off the Wall.
Okay, Off the Wall. Okay, sorry.
So, like, no disrespect to Donna Summer. But if we have a one black album... It can't be fucking Donna Summer. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Yeah. Trash.
Dog, it must have killed them to give them Thriller. They must have.
Why does he keep making great music?
Yeah, like, no, we don't want to do it. All right, so my two, I actually have quite a few, but my two for rap. Well, damn, I have a few actually, but rap. I think one, The Blueprint. Come on, like 2001. I don't know what won that year, or 2002.
I'll look up the 2001.
Or it would have been 2002. Yeah.
2002. These were the nominees. U2, big shocker there. Bob Dylan, Outkast with Stankonia, India RE, Acoustic Soul.
Oh.
And the winner was Oh Brother Where Art Thou
soundtrack.
I was about to fight you on this one.
Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. What's that? Yeah.
The movie. Remember the movie Oh Brother Where Art Thou with Clooney?
Yeah, the Coen Brothers movie.
Oh my God.
So I was about to fight you, Jason. I was like, I don't think Blueprint should have won a Grammy. But then when I see that fucking NDRE with Eminem,
but that was the wave then, though.
Eminem. Oh, my, get the fuck out of here.
That was heavy neo soul era at that point.
Fuck out of here.
You had the neo soul.
I removed the roof, nigga. Let the sun shine and get the fuck out of here.
And then to lead into the last topic, I got two R&B albums. I'll say one, D'Angelo Voodoo. And then the other one, I feel like it should have been super obvious, Confessions. How did that not win album of the year?
Because that shit didn't have Oh My God on it.
It lost to Ray Charles.
Like, come on.
Yo,
like,
honestly, I'm going to be real. I'll tell you why I didn't win album of the year. This might have been, of me just scrolling, obviously. I haven't done the deep math, but this might have been the toughest fucking field ever. Listen to this. So Ray Charles won it. I think he had just died, by the way.
He had just died, yeah.
Right? And the movie had just come out, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay, you got that. But listen to the other nominees: Green Day, American Idiot,
fire album.
Mm-hmm. Kanye West, The College Dropout,
Peter,
Usher, Confessions, and then Alicia Keys, The Diary of Alicia Keys.
Oh, they was letting niggas run wild in 2004.
That's a lot of niggas in that show.
They was letting niggas go
But four out of five, like,
who won it?
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Ray Charles.
But that's every that's one of those. Year. I'm like, that's
and those are all great, and they're all great albums for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I don't know much about the Ray Charles album, to be quite honest.
Ray Charles. I'm pretty sure he didn't put out no trash. You know?
But in 04, that's the other crazy thing. It's like a lot of these awards, you know. Like,
Get Rich or Die Trying, bro, would be my rap
album. There you go. 2002? What was that, 2002?
Three.
So that would have been the 2004 award?
Yeah, so 2004
Outkast. It would have been 2003 awards.
Oh, 2003 awards? Okay, yeah. So 2003, Nora Jones won. That bitch was everywhere back then.
She was fire at that point. She
and, I don't even know who that and is.
Nora Jones?
Come you away know Nora with me. Jones, that, bro. That was the joint. She's who? On motherfucking Love Below.
Yep.
Take Jones. Off Your Cool. You don't know that song?
Yeah, but I'm not. I wouldn't have knew who she was.
She's like one of. She one of them. Like,
said, you don't know that song.
You don't know that song. That's cap.
Yeah, you absolutely know her. You're like Nora Jones. But it's like it's.
You I'm said that you. Shit. I would only know it because of Take Off Your Cool. That's the only thing that rung my bell, nigga. I'm not. Niggas be thinking I'll be lying about shit. Nigga.
But Trey, Trey, you know how it is. Sometimes, I've never heard of that, and then they play like, oh, I know that shit. That's what I'm telling you. It would be like that.
I'm just talking about the name. I don't know who that is. Niggas did this shit to me the other day.
Who?
Yesterday. Sean White, right? I know Sean White, the name.
The skateboarder?
Yes, nigga. The extreme nigga. The snowboarder nigga, right?
The skateboarder.
It was a random. Listen, it was a random white boy nigga walking the red carpet on Super Bowl shit. My nigga doing the red carpet shit. He like, hey, who is that? I'm like, shit, I don't know. Niggas over here. So you don't know who Sean White is? The nigga done cut his hair. I ain't heard the nigga name in like hella long. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. No. Sean White,
Sean White could walk by me right now in New York, nigga.
Like the big ass red hair?
Nah, he got the little, cut,
man. I'm sorry, nigga. That's like if Carrot Top came through with a Caesar. Like, I
literally
know.
Used that as an example, nigga. I said Carrot Top buff is a motherfucker now. I don't even know that nigga.
It's because niggas got red hair.
I just don't be paying attention to famous white people, bro. We couldn't even name the what's the name chick, Jason. Me and Wilson couldn't name old girl from Law and Order. I know her face. That's it. The main girl
from what Ice-T on the Ice-T.
Yes. What's her name?
I don't know her.
That's what I'm saying, nigga.
Liz. You mean Liz from Law and Order?
Yeah.
Is that Olivia? Olivia. Olivia. Oh, that's her name on the show.
That's her name on the show. Mariska Hargitay.
Nigga, I didn't know that. I seen that woman. I said, that's old girl from
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
But see, that's
cool. That's you recognizing her. I don't.
Yeah, that means you know who she is.
But I'm saying the same shit. If niggas was like, kept saying Nora Jones. Like, I would not. But I listen to fucking Take Off It Cool. I listen to Love Below all the fucking time. I still don't be looking at credits like, oh yeah, nigga. That was Nora Jones, nigga.
No, that's what I meant. I meant you
shouts
know
to her though. Shouts to her.
You know who she is because you know her work in the same way that you know Law and Order chick. You see her like, oh, there go Law and Order. Like,
yeah,
you know
she's but she been in her role for so long. Like, it ain't like a nigga just unvived her. You feel me? Like, nigga, if it was a new Olivia, like I'd be like, oh shit, that's the new Olivia. But like, she been there for like nigga as long as I've been alive, nigga.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying?
Nah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like,
I just don't be, you know what? I just don't be paying attention to white people like that,
because
bro.
Because sometimes it's like motherfuckers that are legit, like, so Kacey Musgraves is a name that I've heard because she won a Grammy. I've never heard a second
even know
of her music.
I don't know what she looked like, but I definitely,
she could be black.
I remember Twitter was hyping that shit. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna fuck with it. That's the only reason why I know, because Twitter, like, how I know somebody is if a nigga keep mentioning it. And they're like forcing this shit.
By the way, that year Nora Jones won, these were the other nominees. Eminem, The Eminem Show.
He definitely wasn't going to win. He was too controversial.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you're saying that Get Rich, this is what they would have gone against. Dixie Chicks, Home, Nellyville, and in a complete upset, can't believe this nigga didn't win, Bruce Springsteen, The Rising. Not because I thought that album was fire or not, but because I thought the voters would just be like, Bruce Springsteen.
Nelly's album went like Diamond, right?
Nellyville, yeah, that one went fucking.
That one's speaking of diamond, right? Fucking Sway Lee and Post Malone just went double diamond. I didn't even know what that shit was fucking possible.
What?
Yeah, what the fuck? Who the fuck is listening to that song? That song is good.
It's a great song.
But double diamond is fucking nuts.
Yeah. Kids, how is that possible? Just off of streams?
Kids probably just playing it on repeat.
Spider-Man movie, man.
Yeah.
That's Spider-Man.
That's probably the best placement you possibly could do.
Absolutely.
A nigga throw you in a Marvel shit or something that a nigga really love. A geek nigga probably be going crazy playing, streaming the game to that shit. 30 hours straight.
I need a Marvel placement.
Moment of vulnerability.
Yeah.
You said Sway Lee. And in my head, my brain heard Murphy Lee. And I was like, this nigga came back and had a track with Post Malone.
Shout out to Murphy Lee, nigga.
Shout out to Murphy Lee.
But yeah.
That would be a crazy comeback, though. Murphy Lee featuring fucking Post Malone.
I'm ready for it.
Grandpa Grand Type, nigga. I was all about the St. Louis, nigga.
I saw a clip of Young Buck interviewing Steve-O. And I was just like, God damn, man. Like, first of all, everyone's got a podcast. Like, what the hell? Young Buck got a Cashville podcast. But then
are you fucking kidding me?
I'm dead serious, bro. It's called Cashville.
Shout out to Young Buck.
And he was interviewing him about being on the G-Unit mixtape. Because remember, Steve-O was on the G-Unit mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, I didn't even know who these people were. They were just giving me names, and I was just like, yo, Irv Gotti, suck my dick, bitch. Oh, my God.
Bro, okay, bossing over real quick.
All right. We gave the people some show. We gave the people some sports, some non-sports, some cultural shit. We gave people a history lesson. We gave people some shit talking. We gave some people some personal. We talk about the hairlines and shit. We gave them everything. So now we ask you to give us one more thing. Your Patreon membership, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in so you're getting all that extra content. For Jason Madison, for Trayvon Edwards, for John Gervais, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.